This program is brought to you in part by Pieces of Eight, specializing in unique accessories and fine gifts for all occasions. Pieces of Eight is located at 902 Coolidge in Lafayette's Oil Center, family-owned and operated since 1971.
Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Breaux, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off this morning with a little number based on an allegedly historic event that happened sometime just prior to 1830 in the state of Massachusetts. We're going to turn to Buddy Guy to let him tell us about this great historic event.
Baby, cut that thing off. I hear it. Excuse me.
Ooh-wee. What is that you got on you smelling so good?
I ain't going to work today, I know.
Call my job. Tell the boss I won't be here. I said, call my job. And tell the boss I won't be here. Oh, you can tell him I'm sick, tell him anything. But I just had too much weekend. On Saturday I caught the horses, and today I got $1,000. I said, Saturday I caught the horses, and today I got $1,000. All you you look so good to me this morning, darling, that I ain't thinking about getting up. After Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I don't want to go to work at home. But I say after Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know I don't want to go to work on Monday. After that long weekend, darling, I don't want to do a thing but lay around. Take the phone off the hook, put a note on the door too. I don't want to do a thing but spend this time with you. Call my job and tell the boss I won't be in. Cause my head is in a spin, girl. I've had too much weekend. He said, I'm fired. No, you can't do that to me. Did you really take the phone off the hook? You can't take a joke. I never seen a woman like you before in all days of my life. Now, what you gonna do about paying the bill? Yeah, I said the bill. Now, you got the gas bill, the light bill, not counting the food bill. You got the electric bill, and you got the water bill. Look like you're gonna have to get a job. And I don't want you coming in fussing, saying I'm pimping when I asked you how much the check is every weekend. Are you listening?
Music from Albert King here on KRVS. Albert King, recorded back in 1977. Call my job. I can sympathize with his alleged sinus problems today. Before we heard Albert King, we heard Buddy Guy from a two-disc set called A Complete Chess Studio Recordings. Buddy doing Going to School, and a tune that's supposedly based on a true story, the nursery rhyme anyway, although the authorship is contested. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to Chris Kane, and his latest disc, Raising Kane, came out last year on Alligator Records. Chris Kane, originally from San Jose, California, he first started recording back in 1987. He's had a number of discs under his belt over the years. Here's Chris Kane here on KRVS with a number called Born to Play.
Back in 1955, and my mother and father taught me what I needed in this world to survive. Taught me about grace and kindness in a house full of music, hope, and joy. Well, my father showed me the first thing on his guitar when I was a little 8-year-old boy. We saw BB King and Ray Charles. every time they came to play. Play with so much love and feeling, I can still hear it today. My father let me play his guitar anytime or any place. Never play it if I don't feel it, and always remember to put it back in the case.
Thank you.
Etta James with her version of Rock Me Baby, recorded live, obviously, at the House of Blues in Hollywood, California, back in December of the year 2001. The song goes fairly far back. I guess it's most versions are based on Little Son Jackson's 1950 recording of Rockin' and Rollin'. B.B. King had with his version, got to number 34 on the pop charts back in 1964, which pretty respectable for a blues recording. Muddy Waters had also recorded a version back in 1956. Before we heard Etta James, we heard Chris Kane from his latest disc, Raising Kane. He did a number for us called Born to Play, one of many autobiographical blues tunes. Interesting, he went to his first B.B. King concert with his parents when he was 3 years old. We're going to turn next to Coco Taylor, the queen of Chicago blues for many years. Back in the 1960s, Willie Dixon had taken her to the Chess recording studios in Chicago and got her her first really significant recordings from that one of those sessions, the one that took place in December of 1966. Here's Coco Taylor doing a number called Love Me.
Oh, kill me, baby. Eat your hidden charm. Ooh-wee, what a baby. Ooh-wee, what a baby. When I hold you in my arm, I bring out all of your hidden charm.
Howling Wolf, recorded back in August of 1963, Hidden Charms. And he had with him on sax on that track, nice job by J.T. Brown. Also Donald Hawkins on baritone sax. Lafayette Leak was on piano. Hubert Sumlin, of course, on guitar. And Buddy Guy was on bass on that number with Sam Lay on drums. Hidden Charms. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Coco Taylor from 1966 doing a number called Love Me that sounded very much like a 60s arrangement. That did this last one, almost approaching pop. Both of those tunes written by Willie Dixon. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Robin Ford. He's got another Willie Dixon tune for us from his disc Blue Moon. That disc came out back in 2002. Robin Ford on guitar and vocals with a number that was said was Willie Dixon's favorite composition of all the many, many tunes that he put together over the years. Robin Ford with It Don't Make Sense, You Can't Make Peace.
You have made great plans to span the sky. Gave sight to the blind with other men's eyes. Stay submerged for weeks. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. You take one man's heart, make another man live. Even go up to the moon and you come back thrilled. Why, you can crush any country in a matter of weeks. But it don't make sense. You can't. Thank you. can make a transfusion that can save a life. Even change the darkness into broad daylight. You make the deaf man hear and the dumb man speak. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. It don't make sense. Yeah, no, it don't make sense when you can't make peace. You can't make peace.
Robin Ford once again with his rendition of the Willie Dixon tune, It Don't Make Sense. Again from his disc Blue Moon, that was Russell Ferrante on the keys on that particular track. Robin Ford had a lot to do with jazz as well as blues. He was a member years ago, one of the founding members, if I remember correctly, of the fusion group the Yellow Jackets. He also worked with Miles Davis, quite an accomplished musician. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music happening around the area tonight in New Iberia. Start out in Brobridge. Myra Domang will be playing at Buck and Johnny's. And in Lafayette tonight, Shelby Carrier will be at the Grouse Room. Shalon Thibodeau will be at My Place Bar and Grill at Blue Moon Saloon tonight. Bad Bongo and a Small Crowd. And the Rick Micho Jazz Group will be appearing at the El Paso Restaurant on Pinnock Road. Jonathan Long is in town playing at Rock and Bowl tonight. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing at the El Paso Mexican Grill on Ambassador Caffrey. Also tonight, Travis Mott and the Kingpins will be at Cowboys. Tomorrow there's a couple of Cajun jams. I believe Vermilionville has started up again after the holidays. They traditionally have one Saturday starting at 1 p.m. And Taunt Marie in Brobridge has one running from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Chevy Carrier will be playing for a Zydeco breakfast tomorrow at Buck and Johnny's in Brobridge. And then later tomorrow evening at Buck and Johnny's, Kip Sonier will be playing. And there's a jam session at Moncas Park during the Farmers and Artisans Market starting around 9 a.m. tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Le Comte de Galerie featuring Andrew Duyon will be at Johnson's Bouconnière. L.A. Rocks plays Grouse Room tomorrow night. Dustin Saunier and The Wanted will be at Rock and Bowl. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play tomorrow at the Cajun Palms RV Park in Henderson from 3 to 6 p.m. And some other events in the surrounding area at Eunice. There's a Saturday morning jam session every Saturday morning starting at 9 at the Savo Music Center. That one's legendary. And also the Don Fontenot Band will be playing at Fred's Lounge in Mamou starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And there's the Zydeco Capital Jam taking place at the St. Landry Parish Visitor Center in Opelousas. And that starts at 1 p.m. And on Sunday, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band will be at Rockin' Bowl. Ami Dutesh plays for a brunch at Cafe Sydney May in Bro Bridge starting around 10 p.m. Stop the Clock. Cowboy Jazz will be playing this coming Sunday evening starting at 6 at Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette. Also on Sunday, there's a Cajun Jam starting at 2 p.m. at Bayou Tesh Brewery in Arneville. Jackie Calle, Ivy Dugan, and the Cajun Cousins play at La Poussière starting around 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Also on Sunday, there's the Cajun Jam at Tante Marie and Bro Bridge. Donna Augel and her Zydeco Posse will be playing for the weekly Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville. And there's a Cajun music at the Cajun Country Lounge and Dance Hall in Church Point. And playing for us next year on the Blues Box, Tommy Castro from his new disc, Blues Man, Came to Town. He's been playing blues for over 30 years now. He's had quite a number of recordings. His early ones were out on the Blind Pig Records label, and his latest are out on Alligator Records. From his disc, again, A Blues Man Came to Town, sort of thematic songs on this particular release. Here's a number called I Caught a Break.
So much heartache, I caught a break. I caught a break. I made a good record and a shot to the top. I hear it on the radio, they play it nonstop. People wanna hear it every time I play. I woke up this morning, I'm a star today. I caught a break. I'm in the money. I'm having so much fun, this ain't funny. Well, there's a line out the door after all that heartache. I caught a break. I caught a break. I'm blowing up now. I caught a break. I'm in the money. I'm having so much fun. It ain't funny. Now there's a line out the door after all that heartache. I caught a break. I caught a break. I caught a break. I'm in the money. I'm having so much fun. It ain't funny. I caught a break. I'm in the money. I'm having so much fun. It ain't funny. Now there's a line out the door after so much heartache. I caught a break. Caught a break.
A man named Booker with a guitar. Where his pockets full, singing I'm headed for Chicago. Been there before, got a butter named Maceo. Make me a pallet on his floor. See that train rolling by.
Bibb from his new disc, Dear America, a number called Talking About a Train, and he had with him a special guest on blues harp on that particular track, Billy Branch. Bibb originally from New York, if I remember correctly. His family is very much involved in music, particularly jazz. One of his uncles was John Lewis with the Modern Jazz Quartet. Eric Bibb's had some interesting discs out over the years. He was preceded by Tommy Castro. We heard Tommy Castro also from a new disc, A Blues Man Came to Town. Tommy Castro on guitar and vocals doing a number for us called I Caught a Break. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to late John Lee Hooker, a number that he recorded. I think his first recording was done at Newport Folk Festival, a live recording back in 1960. It was released in 61. He's had several recordings over the years of this same number. Very interesting piece. It's monochordal and just him telling this very interesting story. Another of many, many blues flood songs. John Lee Hooker here on KRVS with Tupelo.
Read about the flood. A long time ago. A country town. Said way back in the east. Mississippi. One Friday evening, a dark cloud rolled. It started raining.
Help, I said. Oh, you're gonna need my help, I said. You know I won't have to worry. I have everything, little girl. Coming my way. Well, you wake up in the morning with your face all full of frowns. I ask you what's wrong with you, so I'm slowly putting you down. But oh, you're gonna need my help, I say. Won't have to worry. I have everything, little girl, coming my way. Yes, I'm sold. won't come back tonight. You won't cook me no food, and you still say you treat me right, but oh, you gonna need my help, I say. I have everything, little girl, coming my way.
Muddy Waters from the album Folk Singer, recorded back in September of 1963. It was marketed, Chess Records was trying to market Muddy Waters and his music to the folk crowd at the time. And that was Muddy on slide guitar, Buddy Guy on the other guitar. Very, very nice interchange between the two of them. Clifton James on drums and also on bass, Willie Dixon. You're going to need my help someday, Muddy Waters original. Before that, we heard John Lee Hooker doing a number called Tupelo. And again, this is it's a song basically written in the style of so many songs about the blues songs about the great Mississippi flood of 1927. But supposedly, this is a fictional flood as far as it hitting Tupelo. They did, however, have a terrible tornado that ran through there in the 1930s. We're going to turn next to Son House, who was a bit of an influence on a number of people, including Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson and others. We're going to go back to a session he had in Grafton, Wisconsin, with Charlie Patton and Willie Brown and Louise Johnson in May of 1930. I apologize for the quality of the sound, but hey, that was Paramount Records back then. Son House with Preaching Blues.
Oh, I'm gonna get into religion. I'm going down the Baptist church. I'm gonna be a Baptist preacher, and I sure won't have no one. Oh, I'm gonna preach it through now, and I want everybody to shout. I'm going to let the prisoner, I'm going to roll my time on up. Oh, in my room, I bow down to pray. Oh, I'm in my room, I bow down to pray. Long and it blew my spirit away. Oh, that religion don't this very day. Oh, that religion don't this very day. But the women in Whiskey Weldy would not let me pray. Oh, I wish I had me a heaven of my own.
Hey, John, am I?
Yeah, heaven of my own. Then I give all my women a long, long, happy home. Yeah, I love my baby just like I love myself. Oh, just like I love myself.
was the hammer that killed John Henry, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me. Take this hammer and cat to my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Won't you tell him I'm gone? Won't you tell him I'm gone? John Henry, he left his hammer laying side the road, laying side the road, laying side the road. John Henry, he left his hammer painted in red, all painted in red, all painted in red. Take this hammer and carry to my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Won't you tell him I'm gone? Tell him I'm gone.
Mississippi John Hurt, recorded back in 1963. That was the year he was rediscovered after he recorded back in the 20s, 35 years prior to this. And his rediscovery was a cause for celebration among a lot of finger-picking guitar players that wanted to learn his style. That was one he called Spike Driver's Blues, of course, a variation on John Henry blues. Before that, we heard Son House from 1930 doing a number called Preaching Blues. And you're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some W.C. Clark. And to take us on up to news time, Jimmy Thackeray and John Mooney recorded back in 1993 and from a disc called Sideways in Paradise, a number called Jamaican Mess Around. John Mooney and Jimmy Thackeray. Thank you.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop, located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard. The phone number is 337-233-4017. More info can be found at acadianarx.com.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Thought I was your only vato.
Check out what's happening on Juke's Cantinas and Ballroom. Join me, Steve